蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。最近我们一直跟着查尔斯呢，在查考马太福音。我想呢，这是一个很特别的机会，因为有时候我们读圣经啊，可能就是一带而过，或者是呢，就是怎么读也读不出来其中的内涵。那在最近的节目当中呢，当查尔斯特别分享到马可福音的时候呢，我们可能都发现了很多平时没有发现的东西。我还记得在分享马可福音第一章的时候，查尔斯曾经说马可是一个特别注重行动的人，所以呢，在马可福音当中呢，很多都是耶稣的行动或者耶稣说的话，他很看重告诉人们耶稣是做事的神。同时呢，我们在过去的这些经文当中看到了许多的耶稣所行的神迹，我想对于现代的人来说同样是就是需要神迹，或者说是渴望神迹的。因为确实我们在生活当中遇到很多的难处，我们面对一些环境和一些挑战的时候，我们总是渴望有一个超自然的能量，又或者我们直接一点，就是希望神他亲自的来到我们的当中，来为我们摆平一切，或者说为我们解决到当下的困难。但事实上呢，有的时候好像你发现也并不是这样子的，就是有的时候可能你跟神求了，但是神并不一定马上去响应你的祈求。但是我们又要回想到一个重要的点，就是耶稣基督来到这个世界上呢，不仅仅是好像为我们来做一个榜样，就是人的生命的榜样，更重要的是他来是要成为一个救赎的祭物，替我们全人类呢担当所有的罪。以至于呢，当他钉死的时候呢，我们的罪呢也随着他的钉死十字架呢也消失了。当他复活的时候呢，我们就跟他一同复活了。那这个才是福音本身他拯救计划的最核心的点。那如果我们只是在乎神为我们做了什么，或者说神有没有帮我解决我面对的问题，有的时候可能就变成本末倒置了。那在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯就会跟我们来分享马可福音第八章的另外的内容，其中就讲到耶稣医治一个瞎子的故事。在这个过程当中，查尔斯有一些特别的发现想要跟我们来分享，我们一起来听今天的蓝天绿洲。
They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?"
他们来到伯赛大，有人带一个盲人来求耶稣摸他。耶稣拉着盲人的手，领他到村外。就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，为他按手，问他：“你看见什么？”
He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around."
他抬头一看，说：“我看见人，他们好像树木，并且行走。”
Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eye. Then his eyes were open, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly.Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village."
随后，耶稣又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复原了，样样都看得清楚了。耶稣打发他回家，说：“连这村子你也不要进去。”
That was Mark 8:22-26 from the New Gospel of Mark DVD. What we just heard is a strange story, don't you think?Throughout Mark's Gospel and the other Gospels, Jesus healed people. He worked miracles, even raised the dead. Why wasn't this blind man healed perfectly on the very first try? Was Jesus running out of strength? Well, I don't think so. I think there are two things going on.
刚才是马可福音八章二十二到二十六节，最新出版的马可福音影片的声档。这里记载了一个奇怪的故事，同意吗？整本马可福音加上其他福音书都记述了耶稣行了不少神迹，医治很多人，甚至叫死人复活的事也有。那为什么耶稣遇到这个盲人不第一时间就把他医好呢？是因为耶稣的能力已经用完了吗？我可不这么认为。我认为当中有两个方面值得注意。
First, remember that anyone with a physical ailment was looked down on as a sinner in the first century. In the book of John, the disciples and Jesus came across a man who was born blind, and the disciples asked, "Who sinned?" They knew someone must have sinned because blindness or any kind of sickness or any other problem had to be the result of sin. The blessed life, as many thought at the time and some still do today, is the healthy life. That's what a lot of Jews believed. It's what a lot of pastors and preachers tell us today. But it's not true. Sometimes we get sick because we catch a cold. We get the flu. In our world, sickness is a part of our common curse. Sin entered the world and broke it. Jesus came to set things right, and as he met this blind man in Bethsaida, he was meeting a man who was looked at as a no-good sinner. People didn't like to spend much time with sinners, because, of course, they couldn't have been a sinner.
第一，当时是第一世纪，身体有病痛的人经常被认为是犯罪所致，因此遭人轻视。约翰福音记载，当门徒们看见一个生来瞎眼的人，就问耶稣是谁犯了罪。他们的观念是有人犯了罪才导致生来瞎眼的，其他的疾病或问题也都是犯罪的结果。当时的人，甚至现在的人，都会认为蒙福人生的标志就是身体健康。很多犹太人这么想，现代也有不少牧师传道人这么告诉我们，但这不是真理。有时候我们因着着凉患上流感，所以生病。疾病是这个世界所承受的诅咒之一，是因为罪进入了这个世界所导致的。耶稣来就是要拨乱反正。当他来到伯赛大，这个瞎子被一般人看作罪人，不是好人，大家都不喜欢在罪人身上浪费时间，因为他们认为自己不可能是罪人。
But what did Jesus do? Mark tells us he put his hands on him. More than that, he spit on him. That sounds rude to a lot of us, but we need to see how intimate this was. Jesus was coming as close to this man as possible, a man who no one wanted to be near. Jesus touched his eyes. He even spits on him. It's showing that he cares for this man's body as well as his soul, just like he cares for us. That's why Jesus only partially healed him at first, so he can show that he isn't afraid to come into contact with sinners.
然而，耶稣怎么做呢？马可福音这里说，耶稣为他按手，而且还吐唾沫在他眼睛上。对我们大部分人来说，这也太粗鲁了。但我们要知道，这是很亲切的动作。耶稣尽可能地靠近这个人，而对方是个没有人愿意靠近的人。耶稣触摸他的眼睛，吐唾沫在他眼睛上，这表明耶稣关心他的灵魂，也关心他的身体，正如关心我们一样。所以耶稣一开始只做部分的医治，好让他知道耶稣并不害怕与罪人接触。不过还有另一个原因。
Second,This is the story that leads right to Peter's confession. Everyone is asking, who is Jesus? He's made it clear by what he's done, but it's still a bit fuzzy. Is he just a human Messiah? Is he a prophet sent from God? No one is quite sure what they see in Jesus. Well, isn't that just like this blind man? He came in contact with Jesus, and at first he could see, but it was fuzzy, like when I had my first cataract removed last week. I could see on the very same day after a few hours, but I really couldn't see. Mark is showing us in this blind man what was happening as people wondered who Jesus was. Isn't he such a good storyteller? Just like the blind man gets his sight and sees perfectly, Jesus' identity is made perfectly clear in Mark 8, 27 through 33. Let's listen into that passage from the new Gospel of Mark DVD.
第二个原因，这个故事引出了彼得对耶稣身份的宣告。每个人都在问，耶稣是谁？通过耶稣所做的事，答案已经很清楚，但仍然有点模糊。耶稣是来到人间的弥赛亚吗？或是从神而来的先知？没有人能确定。这是不是很像这个盲人的情况呢？他来找耶稣，刚开始能看见的时候还有点模糊，就像我上星期做白内障手术那样，刚做完的几个小时后我就能看见，但看不清。马可福音借着这个盲人让我们知道众人对耶稣真实身份的各种揣测。马可真懂得说故事，是不是？正如盲人重见光明，而且看得清楚，接下来的经文也清楚地表明了耶稣的身份。我们现在就来听马可福音八章二十七到三十三节。
Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?"
耶稣和门徒出去，往凯撒利亚菲利比附近的村庄去。在路上，他问门徒，人们说我是谁？
They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets."
他们对他说，是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是先知中的一位。
But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am?
他又问他们，你们说我是谁？
Peter answered, "You are the Messiah."
彼得回答他，你是基督。
Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
于是耶稣切切地嘱咐他们不可对任何人说起他。
He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this.And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him.
从此他教导他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，三天后复活。耶稣明白地说了这话，彼得就拉着他，责备他。
But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said.You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
耶稣转过来看着门徒，斥责彼得说，撒旦，退到我后边去，因为你不体会神的心意，而是体会人的意思。
From this point in the story forward, Jesus is set to go to Jerusalem to finish the work he came to do, to die for his people, rise again, to guarantee human beings new life.Everyone has been asking, who is Jesus?
这件事之后呢，耶稣就往耶路撒冷走去，要来完成他来到世界上的工作，就是为他的子民受死复活，使人类能够得到新生命。人们一直在问耶稣是谁。
Imagine you were an Israelite at this time. You've read all the stories, you've heard them, you know about Moses, the prophet, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Jonah,the preacher, all of these from way back, and you know that the Lord has promised to send another. How eagerly would you want another prophet to come? Imagine how amazed you would be to see Jesus. He fits every description. He speaks the word of the Lord with wisdom. He works miracles That had to be divine. He calls people out of their sin and even offers forgiveness. Yes, Jesus had to be at least a prophet, but it was so much more than that. And that's why Jesus turns the question on his disciples, and he turns it to us even. Who do you say I am?
想象一下，你是当时的以色列人，你对于旧约的故事了如指掌，你知道摩西、耶利米、以赛亚、约拿等等先知，由来已久。你也知道神应许过会差派另一位来到，你心里会何等迫切希望这位新的先知来临呢？想象一下，当你看到耶稣会有多惊讶呢？他完全符合条件，他以智慧阐明神的话，他行神迹，他一定是神派来的。他呼吁民众要脱离罪恶，甚至带来赦免。没错，耶稣至少应该是个先知吧，但事实却不只是如此。所以耶稣拿这个问题来问门徒，今天他也在问我们，你们说我是谁？
Your answer to the question is the most important thing, because if Jesus is who Peter confessed he was, then we are obligated to listen to him and to meet up with him and to serve him. That means everything he says is true. But if Peter had it wrong, then we should just ignore the Bible and Jesus too. Nothing that I'm saying right now matters. So what does Peter confess Jesus to be?
你的回答至关重要。因为如果耶稣正是彼得所说的那一位，那么我们就必须要听从他，朝见他，而且侍奉他。这表示他所说的一切都是真的。但如果彼得说错了，那么我们就不需要理会圣经，也不需要信耶稣。我说的这些信息也都无关紧要了。到底彼得说耶稣是谁呢？
He said he was the Christ, the Messiah.The promised deliverer. People were convinced that Jesus was doing miracles, even the Pharisees, but they tried to tell people Jesus had a demon inside him. But Peter here says plainly, Jesus is the Christ. Now that's a profound confession. It means Peter is recognizing Jesus as not just another servant of the Lord or a prophet, but as the culmination of the Lord's, Yahweh's.Plan of salvation. Jesus comes in the name of the Almighty to deliver his people from their sin. That's what Mark's gospel is all about. It's how it starts. Remember chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God? Here is Peter confessing that very truth.
彼得说耶稣是基督，是弥赛亚，是神应许的拯救者。众人都相信耶稣行了许多神奇的事，甚至法利赛人也无法否认。但是他们说那是因为有邪灵在耶稣里面。彼得这里直白地说，耶稣是基督。这个宣认有深刻的含义。这表示彼得认识到耶稣不只是神的仆人或先知，而是神救赎计划的完成者。耶稣奉神大能的名字来拯救他的百姓脱离罪恶，这是马可福音的主题，一开始就已经说明了。你还记得第一章第一节吗？他说，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。彼得在这里宣认的正是这个真理。
Notice what Jesus says directly after Peter's confession. He begins talking about his death and resurrection. Peter,had just confessed Jesus as the promised deliverer, and Jesus speaks immediately about his dying. No wonder Peter tries to rebuke him. The Messiah was supposed to conquer death and sin, not to be overcome by them. But Jesus was showing even Peter, as he's also showing us today, how our salvation, our deliverance, is accomplished. The cross, the grave, and the resurrection, Peter thought that deliverance was possible without payment for sin, without a righteous life, and without a resurrection that overcomes death itself. That's why Jesus tells him he's not thinking the things of God. It's why he calls Peter Satan. Satan's ultimate goal is to stop the Lord from accomplishing his will. That's what Peter was trying to do.
你注意到耶稣紧接着说了什么吗？他开始说他要受死和复活。彼得才刚说完耶稣是拯救者，耶稣马上就说要受死。也难怪彼得要立刻责备耶稣。弥赛亚应该胜过死亡和罪恶，不应该被打败才是。但是耶稣要让彼得和今天的我们知道，这个救赎的计划是要上十字架、被埋葬并复活才能成就的。彼得以为拯救世人不需要付出罪的代价，不需要称义的生命，也不需要从死里复活来打倒死亡。所以耶稣说他不体会神的心意，称他是撒旦。撒旦的最终目的就是要拦阻神的心意成就，而彼得正在做同样的事。
It's what we try to do too. Think about that. Think about that more than me just mentioning it to you right now. Sometimes we want the benefit of salvation without the faith and devotion to Christ that it calls us to. We think we can live how we want and just tack on faith in Christ at the end. That is hellish, but it's true.The only way we can be saved is if someone dies for us, and that's what Jesus did for you and for me, for all of those who've called on the name of the Lord to be saved. Who do you say he is? By faith, we can say he is our dying Savior, our risen Savior, and our promised Messiah.
我们也会做同样的事。想想看。有时候我们也想不用信心，不用委身，就从基督那里得到好处。我们以为可以照自己的意思过活，临终才赶紧抓住基督。这样实在是太可怕了。我们唯一能得救的方式就是有人替我们死，而这人就是耶稣。他为了你和我和一切呼求他名字的人死了，好使我们能够得救。你说耶稣是谁呢？凭着信心，我们可以承认耶稣是我们的救主，曾死过又活了，他是神应许给我们的弥赛亚。
So when my body's weak and the day is long, when I feel my faith is all but gone.I'll remember when I sing this song that I believe. And I believe He is the Christ, Son of the living God. And I believe He is the Christ, Son of the living God.
听完了今天查尔斯的分享，李诺就想到了我们可能常常会听到的一句话吧，信耶稣上天堂。在我们的人性当中，我们往往对美好的事物是有追求的，我们知道天堂是美好的地方，所以我们渴望上天堂，所以很多的时候呢，我们都为了上天堂来信耶稣。我想 这大概也不违背真理，但是它绝对不能表达完整的福音的信息。就像今天查尔斯在节目当中跟我们聊到耶稣基督被彼得认出他是基督的时候呢，他就马上告诉门徒们说弥赛亚将要受死。从人的观点里面，我们觉得这是不可思议的，或者说我们人不能接受的。我们觉得神难道不是大能大力的吗？神难道不是战胜一切的吗？甚至我在想，当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，除了那些嘲笑他的人说，如果你是神，你就从十字架上下来吧之外，会不会有其他跟随他的人也会这样想呢？他们是不是也期待耶稣突然从十字架上走下来，散发着光彩，发着耀眼的光辉，告诉人们他是神，这个世界上的人对他无可奈何。可是亲爱的朋友，耶稣的敌人并不是文士和法利赛人，耶稣的敌人是罪，是撒旦。而我们人类为什么需要耶稣，是因为我们原本是在神的恩典和计划那个美好里面的，但是因为人的犯罪，我们离开了神。而耶稣基督就是那个中保，他是那个挽回我们的那个救赎计划。只有他甘心乐意的为我们死，代替我们的罪，我们才能够有机会重新的回到神的面前。请注意，回到神的面前是我们的重点。所以这就不难理解为什么有一些朋友他们会设想天堂是怎么样的呢？哇，天堂有多么的美好，又或者怎样。我常常很感动小敏姐妹所写的那首《最知心的朋友》，她说有了主还要什么。的确，有了主还要什么呢？我真的认为他是我的主，我又认为主是我的一切，那我还需要什么呢？或许我们真的就会少很多的抱怨。而天堂之所以荣耀，是因为主的存在，是因为主在那里，是因为神在那里，而不是因为他本身多么的辉煌。真的盼望我们能够认识到，我们的生命是需要神，而神他也主动地为我们付出了。他将这一份救恩摆在我们面前的时候，他说只要你们信，你们就可以得到。而因着这个信呢，随之而来的行为思想的转变就是理所当然的了。邀请朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感想。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。